To Peter, darkness before dawning. The once fearful Peter boldly anticipates death. He prepares us to live in the light and handle the dark ages. Living in Light, Chapter 1. To not only survive but shine as a lamp in a dark place requires an attitude of diligence. Diligence is conscientious hard work and perseverance, particularly with regard to a relationship with God. Diligence involves guarding our hearts, Proverbs 4:23, not allowing an iota of darkness to invade. Diligence needs to be coupled with divine power to be effective, chapter 1, verses 3 to 5. Lying leaders, they are everywhere. We need to be able to sniff them out. Their characteristics are introducing secret destructive heresies, exploiting for greed, daring self-willed, reviling angelic majesties, that is arrogantly rebuking the devil, indulgent, sensual, enticing unstable souls, forsaking the way they go astray. Their personal lives don't match their preaching. While they seem to be riding high, their fate is doom and destruction, chapter 2 and 4. God will rescue and protect the righteous, chapter 2, verse 9. Last days, chapter 3. There are many days of the Lord's covered in the Bible. The day could also imply God's judgment over time. God's timelines are different to ours. These are prototypes or warnings of the final destruction. The one mentioned by Peter seems to be the culmination, where heaven and earth are destroyed by fire, ushering in the new heavens and earth. Chapter 3, verse 6 and 10. Leaving no lost. Chapter 3. God's apparent delays represent his patience, giving opportunity for maximum number of people to turn to him. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing for anyone to perish, but for all to come to repentance. 3 verse 9. Will the earth become so corrupt that it will reach a stage where no more are left to be saved as in the past? Do we carry the patience of God in seeking to save the lost? Looking to the Lord, chapter 3. There is little cause for discouragement from the Word and church around us when we shift focus to anticipate the 100% righteous world we will enjoy and diligently scale up righteousness in our personal lives. Surrounded by darkness, do we live in the light?